The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I was working out, and I'm not very coordinated, let's just say that. And then I realized the security camera was on me. Is anybody watching me? Is anybody watching me? Oh, welcome to Monday. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
And I say that because I forget that we have a camera pointed to the front door in case somebody would break in, right? I do cozy cardio. I walk in place. I use my weights. I turn to, you know, my favorite show to stream, whatever movie or show I want to watch, and I start working out. And I was going in. I was moving and grooving. And then I remembered, oh my gosh, what if Automatic is at work right now looking at me, showing everybody what an idiot I am how uncoordinated I am.
Well,
that could have been a good time at work for you, Otto.
I will say, when I'm DJing, I'm not thinking about looking at the cameras at the
house. Thank goodness.
I'm not a weirdo. Sorry.
Thank goodness.
There's nothing more embarrassing than when you embarrass yourself when you're alone.
You know what I'm saying? I'm alone. I'm like,
when you fall down.
Oh, that's the worst. I literally stopped and I looked back at the camera.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
And I looked at my weights and I was like, oh, because I know I look crazy.
I could pull from the archives.
Oh, no.
The other day, I was doing laundry and I had one of my cabinet doors open. And I stood up and I hit the top of my head on the cabinet door and simultaneously hit the top of my head and then pooted a little bit.
No! Right out.
Yeah. That was probably one of the lowest moments of my life right there.
But nobody was around, right?
Nobody was around, which made it worse because I could have had to look in the mirror and be like, wow, that was embarrassing.
You guys know I'm the most uncoordinated, coordinated person
Automatic.
There is. So I'm constantly falling. I just kind of get used to it.
I don't even walk behind Automatic. We're coming up the stairs in the studio. We take 4 flights of stairs. I'm afraid he's going to fall and kill me. Just fall down and kill me because I'm not big enough to hold him.
But at the same time, watch me play sports. I'm pretty graceful.
There it is.
Yes, you're a regular old ballerina. Yes, sir. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
All right, today we have National Marching Music Day. So shout out to all the drum majors out there.
I was marching to music.
Oh, there it is.
Well, I was doing it. But wait, let me tell you something else. Later on, I went upstairs. I was getting ready. And I don't know why my mom sent me this video. She used to groove back in her day. And she liked an artist named Billy Ocean. I'm talking way back in the 80s. It was called Caribbean Queen. I don't know. My mom thought she was a Caribbean queen. Well, damn it, I started dancing to the song. I was like, okay, mom. What's your favorite song to groove to alone? 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Elise Rose went from being unhealthy, unhappy, and not fit to fit, fabulous, and her smile. You could tell how happy she is. She turned her life around. It's one of the most amazing before and after videos I've ever seen. I think it's inspirational. And I know it will help people listening. She got 3 steps. Let's talk about it. You go to @DanaCortez on Instagram to see the video.
Also,
okay?
I think it's also inspirational to talk about how her mindset too, right? She kind of caved into the thought of like, I'm just going to let myself go, which I feel every person goes through where you're just like, I don't care no more. I'm going to eat. I'm going to enjoy this stuff.
I'm happy. I'm fine. I'm going to die anyway. Mm-hmm. And inside you're broken. You're broken because you don't feel good. There's no way if you put trash in your body inside every day, you feel healthy and you feel happy. There's just, it's
you know what was a big change for me? Was when I started acquiring heartburn.
Anthony,
that's the worst.
Welcome to being a man.
Yeah, dude. Nobody told me about that part about being an adult. That sucks,
25's good. Everything after that, it's all downhill, baby.
Dude, I eat a pepperoni. My esophagus feels like a Slim Jim. It's horrible, dude.
So Elise Rose said that she started crying one day because she looked in the mirror and she just felt so embarrassed about her body.
I feel like when you're at that point, you feel helpless.
Automatic, you're right, but you're not helpless. You control everything. You control everything around you. It's all about choices. So she said, I'm just going to take a walk. She started filming herself every day because she says she didn't have a lot of friends. She's like, I'm going to hold myself accountable. She noted that it was embarrassing. She didn't know how to exercise. So she started following health people online.
So she didn't know anything about working out.
Nothing at all. None of us do, really, right? We just do what we can. She's like, do what you can.
Yeah, some of us were in sports and we know a little bit about
it. We used to be athletes. We don't look like it now. We used to be athletes.
So, I mean, I know how to work out. Do I do it like that? No, but I know how to do it.
Automatic, you noted that at least when she started out, looked unhealthy and now she looks
sloppy and now she looks like incredibly fit. I mean,
she looks like an athlete.
She looks like a fitness model.
She was always an athlete. What's under your body is the same thing underneath everybody's body. Most of our skeletons are not too far apart from everybody else's. Yes, people are shaped different and whatnot. But for the most part, what we're covering that skeleton with, if you're overweight, is just too much fat and it's not healthy.
I'm big boned as a cop out. Sorry.
That's some stuff your mother tells you. That's what your grandma says. Oh, my boy's just big boned.
He likes those quesadillas.
So you start by holding yourself accountable and reminding yourself every time you eat, is this what I'm putting in my mouth? Is this feeding me right? Mm. Is it going to make my mind right? Is it going to make my body right? She's all about proteins. It's a big deal, right? It's a big deal to feed your muscles with protein, to notice what you're putting inside your body. It's your temple. Worship it.
Yes. And I think that goes back to what I ask myself a lot of times is, are you honoring yourself? Mm. Is this something that's going to make you feel better in the long run?
And you feel good when you're eating it, but then when you're done, you feel so guilty. It's the worst feeling ever after you scarf down a gallon of ice cream.
It's like you're cheating on yourself.
Also, as I venture further into adulthood too, I now think about, how's this going to make me feel in the morning? Because I can no longer just tackle, I can't tackle. I used to be able to eat like a double cheeseburger, at 11 p.m. and wake up and be good. Dude, now I wake up, I feel like a bear coming out of hibernation.
Dana, how many times do I tell you, I can't eat this ice cream. I got stuff to do in the morning.
Yes, that's the best thing. Get an early job. Hey, I want you to be inspired like we all were by Elise. Go to @DanaCortez on Instagram. I'm going to tag her. I suggest you follow her. And remember, every Monday we do this.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We're getting our spiritual forecast for the week collectively for all of us. And of course, if you'd like a reading with Sir Madi, it's time to do it. What's your sign? Hey, Madi, welcome.
That's good.
Oh, man, I'm so happy. Okay, 877-730-DCS1. If we don't answer, leave a message. We always have a caller ready for Madi. So begin with your sign.
My sign is a Scorpio.
What's your first name?
My first name is Julissa.
Julissa, please ask Sir Madi your question.
So my question for you, Sir Madi, is what is my week looking like for this week? What can I expect this week?
What type of energy are you feeling for Julissa?
Sir is really asking her to watch her money. That's one thing. And don't get overburnt out. Because I do feel that this week she's going to be working really, really hard to get that money. But I also feel like there's a big potential for her to feel very burnt out. So it's important to take care of herself. Do a lot of self-care this week. Because just as much as you work hard, it's just as important to take care of yourself.
Because you can't get that money if you're exhausted. You got to keep the tank full. Keep the battery charged.
You need to find the balance.
Okay, find the balance, Julissa. And what about collectively for all of us, Madi? What is this week looking like?
Oh my goodness, you guys. So we are in eclipse season now, We are in eclipse season. The eclipse is happening on March 25th. That's going to be towards the end of the month. But we already are in that vibration. And when eclipses come around, we tend to feel very emotional. It does something to our physical body too. So if you feel drained, important to drink a lot of water. That's something that I tangibly say, drink water, but also take it slow. Take it one step at a time and don't think that you're going to achieve something from one day to the next. Things that hold you back, there's a reason for that. And eclipses always bring up these volatile emotions in us. Mm-hmm. And it's important for me to say that because a lot of people, when eclipses come around, they get all out of whack.
Yes.
Bring it back, dial it down, and remember to center and ground.
Interesting. DJ Automatic, my husband over here all week. I'm so tired. I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm exhausted. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Sir Madi, what are some practices that you use to ground?
For me, I always like to sit outside. It's very important for me to feel the elements. The earth, the air, the water. I drink water. I like to burn candles a lot. And the element of fire also really ignites me inside. So go outside. Literally sit with the earth.
Nobody goes outside anymore. We sit on our phones all day indoors.
I've been hiking lately and just sitting there. And I swear to God, I looked at the sunset and I started crying. It was crazy, dog. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. Get in touch with your emotions, people. Get in touch with Mother Earth, okay?
For real. That's the most important thing anyone can do is really connect to the earth.
Please follow Sir Madi @IllisDivinity on Instagram. You can set up a private reading. And as usual, we'll talk to you next Monday, Madi. I love you. Thank you.
Yes.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Which hip-hop artist delivered his own child at home? I'll tell you right now, this and more. Best Gossip Daily Dirt, Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
We have Kay Michelle celebrating her birthday, and happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today.
Okay, all right, let's start off talking about Rihanna. When I first saw that she was performing, I thought, oh, she's going on the road. No, this past weekend, she performed for the richest man in Asia's son's wedding. And she did about an hour and a half and made $2.5 million.
Whew.
Where's my wages? That is a lot of money. This man has hired Beyonce and many others.
I saw Zuckerberg was at the actual wedding.
Yes.
Oh,
that's a lot of money. So who would I want? I would hire Drake, DJ Automatic. You said Stevie Wonder. Anthony A, you said Louis Capaldi.
Well, now that I know Zuckerberg's there, I would hire Zuckerberg a program. I would just watch him build another website. That's crazy.
Who would you want to perform at your wedding? Money, no object. A77730DCS1. All right, and then now Kodak Black delivered his own baby.
Whoa.
This was so shocking to me. So first of all, when I had our daughter, Ava Matic, DJ Automatic was afraid. He's like, what is that?
No.
I don't want to touch that.
No, the doctor said, hey, do you want to cut the cord? And I said, don't we pay you to do that?
No, you're afraid. Which
is the truth. Yep. I mean,
yep. It is true.
I don't want her to have a messed up belly button because of me.
So Kodak's fourth child is with his girlfriend, Miranda Johnson, and she tweeted that the midwife stepped aside so Kodak could bring their prince into the world. Oh. That's such a beautiful moment.
That is a beautiful message right there.
Actually, it's not. Have you seen Birth? It's not beautiful, but it's lovely that he did it. It's lovely that he did it.
Courageous.
How did your man act, ladies, when you gave birth? Was he excited or was he a little thrown off about the whole thing? Because I think most people were acting like you, Automatic. Nervous.
Queasy.
Call us up. Let us know. That's your Daily Dirt. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Back in the day, Wheaties used to collaborate with athletes. Fruity Pebbles is doing it now. Wait till you hear who they're partnering up with. Hey, food news is big today. Time for hottest hashtags on your Monday. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Lil Spoon.
I'm protesting. There's anarchy. Netflix is raising its prices again. And, you know,
we'll keep paying it.
That's exactly right, DJ Automatic.
And that's the reason they're doing it is because nobody fought back on the last pay increase.
When they said, we're quitting sharing, and everybody's like, we're quitting Netflix, memberships went up. So, of course, they're going to keep sticking it to us. And I thought, I'm going to cancel. But I can't because Suits is coming back.
Oh, they got
they
you.
Know it. They know
damn.
It. I haven't seen all the promo for it. I'm so excited.
Damn, dog. No, I'm out here just vibing off of YouTube. I don't subscribe to anything, to be real.
Oh, are you free now, Andy? Yeah. Just all free YouTube? Freebie?
There's also, it is a little annoying, though, when you have a girl over and like, you're watching
and
you gotta, a documentary.
And it stops to go to a commercial.
And it stops and say, like, yeah, then she knows you broke. But either way, though, you know, I'm sticking it to the man in my own way.
You wanna flex on her, get that Netflix.
I got you for the $12 a month for the premium.
DJ Automatic food news.
What do you guys think of when I say the King's breakfast?
Burger King breakfast.
Okay.
Okay, the King Charles? I don't know.
Well, it's actually a collaboration between Fruity Pebbles and LeBron James.
Oh,
they're bringing back the Nike LeBron 4 Fruity Pebbles colorway, but here's the catch. It comes with a bowl for your cereal because LeBron James' favorite cereal is Fruity Pebbles.
So it has a bowl like you pour your cereal in?
Yes, it's a whole setup. It's a collaboration between LeBron James, Fruity Pebbles, and Kith. And Kith is like one of the biggest shoe dealers
this
in the world.
This is like the stamp on the argument of when people are like, this generation's soft. It's like, yeah,
this
dude,
is it.
Our best basketball player is endorsed by Fruity Pebbles.
Fruity Pebbles are amazing.
Yeah. They're so sweet, DJ Automatic and Fruity. And that's all I'm going to say about that. National Day, Anthony A.
We have National Sun's Day. Not the one in the sky, but the ones you birth, mothers. So does A. Shout out to all the sons around the world. And shout out to my mom for raising two boys.
Oh, Anthony, it's a big deal right there.
Mama Matic.
Yeah, okay, DJ Automatic, you were the firstborn son.
I was the first grandchild. I was firstborn grandson of 36 kids.
Oh, damn.
Hey, that's beautiful, man.
Yeah, I mean, my grandma actually remembers my name.
Shout out to mamas out there that got them boys. Sons, call your mom today and tell her you love her.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Earlier, we're talking about Rihanna charging $2.5 million to perform for an hour and a half. Mm. And I started thinking about some of the funnest, bestest concerts I've ever been to.
Bestest
Rihanna.
Even.
Yeah, but Rihanna was good. Okay, Automatic Anthony, Rihanna was good. But for me, it was a rock show. I saw Metallica years ago. Oh my gosh. And then the Eagles. So good. And I'm talking about old school rock, like really old, my mom stuff. But Bad Bunny topped them all. Sorry to say it. Bad Bunny. I have been a fan of Benito's for a very long time. Never seen him live. Did not disappoint. In fact, raised the bar, baby.
Going into that show, I was, you know, I like some of his music, but
you were skeptical, Automatic.
I was skeptical, but leaving the show, I was like, this guy's the real deal. Like,
oh, nice.
He is one of the best stage shows I've ever seen. And I've been to literally hundreds of concerts.
You know how fascinated Automatic was? His mouth was a little open during the show watching it. Damn, he wasn't talking. And then he said, how the hell you go
from... I didn't know this is a... We're just going to glaze up Bad Bunny for 2 weeks right now, dude.
Listen. Was that good a show, man.
And then he says, how you go from Creepy Kush to this? It was wild.
I mean, also, I will put that one in like my top 10 concerts because of the who he is to me musically. But I mean, my first concert I ever went to was actually Metallica as well.
Oh, wow. That's wild.
So I started big. So my expectations were high. But I would say, because I love hip hop, who would probably be my favorite hip hop? Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
I've seen Kendrick from when he was doing 1,000 people shows to 20,000 people shows, and he killed it from the beginning.
You saw Kendrick when he was hype man for Tech N9ne and his crew.
Well, it was actually for J-Rock, and still, J-Rock was opening for Tech N9ne. But yes. So I've got to see him grow from that point into headlining major festivals and headlining arenas. He is, to me, the best hip-hop performer.
Damn. Okay, my favorite concert I've ever been into is the one I get in for free.
Thanks. Anthony! Oh, man.
That is one of the perks of being on radio.
It's crazy how much you enjoy it more when you ain't got to pay $1,200 for a ticket. No?
That's why I was so excited about Sexy Red, and y'all didn't get it.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.